How many people were candidates in the primary in your district, the second district?
If my memory serves me right, there were 14 candidates.
Mm-hmm. So you came through with, aided by your name recognition in great style in the primary, right?
Oh, yes. I ran first.
Oh, did you? Oh, in the primary, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then there were three to be...
Three to be elected in each district.
Uh-huh.
And Louis McGregor, or Tim Quinn ran second, and Louis McGregor ran third. And the three of us were elected.
You had, that was in the primary, there were the three of you ran one, two, three, among the six nominees. Is that correct? There were six went on the ballot in November, and the three of you then were the top three and the winners in November, and that's how you reached the Court of Appeals. Is that right?
That's right. If my memory serves me right, the other three nominees were Francis O'Brien, a probate judge from Washtenaw County, nice guy, had been in the legislature, and he was later elected a circuit Farrell Roberts. Farrell Roberts also ran. And I'm trying to think who the sixth person was. It might have been a lawyer named Taft from Monroe. It was Judge McDonald from
Bay City?
Lansing.
Oh, from McLansing? Oh,
I think so. I think so. I'm pretty sure those were the six of us that ran.
There was an interesting chapter now that comes right after the nominating or the election process. Here's nine people from three districts sitting there, and they have all been elected to something that doesn't yet exist.
Now, right.
What happened then? Did the nine of you, as I understand it, got together to talk about things? Now, what? Tell us about that.
Well, after there was some doubt as to who the third person would be in the third district, because Bob Burns, excuse me, was in a very close race with somebody, and I'm not sure whether it was Stuart Hoffius or not. But it was a very close race, so for several days...